peace and grace be with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we're excited again to be coming back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. God has been so great. We thank God for the year 2023. It's been a success in all the aspects of our lives. God has protected us. God has kept us alive, and we are alive again. So we say thank you. It wasn't by our own ability or our own power, but it was by the Spirit of God and His grace that is upon us. For we know there are many who could not make it, and we are not better than them, but it's only by His grace that we are alive. So we take time to appreciate the grace of God upon our lives as we continue our journey of righteousness toward our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you for your time. God bless you for your support. I'd like to also apologize that it has been a long time since the last time we posted any message on this platform. We've been busy writing a book, which will be available when God permits. So that's why it's taken a lot of time focusing on the book while we are also preparing for this year. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We are so excited again for this year 2024. We know that God will show us His mercy. God will show us His favor, as He always does. So this is our expression of faith in God. We know that God has protected us in 2023, so He shall protect us again in 2024. So by that we have faith in our heart, for we know He has protected us. So before we go any further, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, here we are approaching you, Lord. Father, we pray that you give us the grace. Grace enough, Lord. Grace enough, Lord, to share your word as you want us to say it, to share it, Father. To speak as you would speak. To share it as you would share it. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, open the ears of those who are listening right now. Touch their heart. Fill them with your spirit. Teach them, Lord, which way to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and say, amen, 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 amen. Yes, God bless you. We are so excited again today. This is our first message for this year as an introduction to 2024. This is a message I want to share. This message, I'd like you to meditate upon it every day, as by revelation. Let's meditate on this message every day, to seek our hearts every day, whether it's in the evening, whether it's in the morning. Seek your heart and find out if there is any anxious thought in your heart, and let God lead you in His way of righteousness. As David says in the book of Psalms, that seek my heart, O Lord, and see if there is any anxious thought, and lead me into the way of righteousness. This is what we want. So this year is the year of seeking our heart, asking God to seek our heart if there is anything that is unrighteous, any anxious thought, and God may lead us into the way of His righteousness. The message today is recommitment to God. Recommitment to God. Reading from the book of Luke chapter 23, we read the verse 46, and we read in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit." This is about committing our spirit into the hand of God, or every day recommitting ourselves into the hand of God. By this, as we know, Jesus Christ is our role model. Jesus Christ is our roadmap. Jesus Christ is our blueprint. What Jesus Christ did, what we have to do. So, as it is, we do not go anywhere where Jesus Christ would not want to go. We do not say what Jesus Christ would not want to say, or we do not want to hear what Jesus Christ would not want to hear. Though we live in this world, there are so many things happening. People around us are saying things that are challenging our walk with the Lord, saying things that are challenging our Christianity around us, even ourselves, finding ourselves saying things that we're not supposed to say, hearing to things that we're not supposed to hear, or looking at things that Jesus Christ would not want to look at. This year is the year to commit our spirit into the hand of God, or recommit our spirit to the hand of God. As we hear, Jesus Christ said, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit." By this, we understand that it does not matter at which stage of a relationship of God you may find yourself. We need constant recommitment to Christ. We need to commit ourselves constantly to Christ. We need to seek our hearts where we have gone wrong so we can make it right with Jesus Christ. It does not matter how strong you believe your relationship is with God. It does not matter how deep your relationship may be with God. Whether it's deep, deeper or deepest, we all need to recommit ourselves to Jesus Christ. As Jesus Christ himself said, "Into your hand I commit my spirit." Committing the spirits into the hand of God is saying, "Lord, I'm not worthy of this life. Lord, I do not deserve anything. Lord, I know I've gone wrong. Whether I remember or not, I recommit my spirit into you. You, the Holy One. I recommit myself to you. Sanctify me, purify me, prepare me for the price ahead. Help me to reach the price ahead." As the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 3. The Bible says, chapter 3, verse 10, reading the name of Jesus Christ. "As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. So amongst us, there is no one, not even one, who is righteous. Before God, we are all sinners. Before God, we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And therefore, we stand helplessly in the presence of God, seeking for his help, seeking for him to sanctify us, seeking for him to release us, seeking for him to sanctify us, recommitting ourselves to him again. As we see Jesus Christ cried before he gave up his spirit, he said, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit." As we are reading again from the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that comes by Christ." We have all sinned. All have sinned and therefore fallen short of the glory of God. Each day, I challenge you and I ask you with the love of Christ that each day, recommit your life into the hand of Jesus Christ. Recommit your spirit into the hand of Jesus Christ. Whether it's in the morning when you wake up, you say, "Lord, into your hand, I commit my spirit." Whether it's in the evening before you sleep, you say, "Lord, into your hand I commit my spirit." Saying that, "Lord, you are the Holy One. When I commit my spirit into your hand, you will sanctify me. When I commit my spirit into your hand, you will purify me. You will remove all unrighteousness. You will remove all bitterness. You will remove all envy. You will remove all jealousy. You will remove all pain of the past. You will remove, you remove, you remove everything that is not of you. Shall be removed." By recommitting ourselves into the hand of God, they will be sanctified. They will receive a new life, a newness of the Spirit each time we will commit ourselves to our Christ. It doesn't matter which level you are with God, how strong relationship may be, or how weak your relationship may be. We all need to recommit ourselves to Christ. We all need to recommit our spirit into his hand. We all need to sanctify ourselves. We all need to ask for sanctification. As the Bible says, not even one is righteous. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Not even one is righteous. It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian. It doesn't matter how well you read the Bible. It doesn't matter how well you communicate with God. It doesn't matter how well you pray, how well you can preach, how well you can show love, how well you can obey the word of God. We need to recommit our spirit into the hand of God. I challenge you today with the love of Christ. And I beg of you, I ask of you, recommit your spirit into the hand of God. Each morning you wake up, say, "Lord, I commit my spirit into your hand." In the evening before you went to bed, say, "Lord, I commit my spirit into your hand." And set your heart. See where you've gone wrong. See where you've gone right. And ask God to give you the grace to continue living according to his will. To continue living according to his grace. And say, "Lord, I commit my spirit into your hand." As Jesus Christ prayed his prayer and said, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit," and he breathed last. It may be It may be that prayer, it will be the prayer that will save you. It may be that prayer, that will be the prayer will make a difference between life and death when you recommit your spirit into the hand of God. He's the creator of all. He knows you. He understands you. Before he formed you into your mother's womb, he already knew you. Let's learn to recommit our heart to Jesus Christ. This year is the year to recommit ourselves to Christ. Recommit your heart to Christ. Recommit your ways to Christ. When you say, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit, it means, Father, into your hand I commit my job. Father, into your hand I commit my business. Into your hand I commit my family. Into your hand I commit everything that has to do with me. I commit them into your hand for sanctification, for blessing, for protection, for all of the good things that come from the hand of God. When you recommit your spirit into his hand, meaning you recommit everything that is connected to you. Let's take it as our priority every day. Let's recommit our spirit into the hand of God. And God will bless us. God will help us where we are falling short. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, just as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, before breathing his last, he said, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. Lord, here we are, into your hand, committing our spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, committing our spirit, meaning committing everything that has to do with us. Lord, where we have gone short, we commit our spirit into your hand. Where we have envy, jealousy, bitterness, pain of the past, anger, we commit our spirit into your hand for your sanctification. We commit our spirit into your hand for deliverance. We commit our spirit into your hand for blessing. Where we have gone short, we commit our spirit into your hand for success. Where we have experienced sickness and disease, we commit our spirit into your hand for healing. Where we are captive, we commit our spirit into your hand for deliverance. Where we are blind, we commit our spirit into your hand for a new sight. Lord Jesus, into your hand, we commit our spirit. Father, let your grace be upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the grace to continuously commit our spirit, to recommit ourselves into your hand. Lord Jesus, we are sinners in need of your mercy. We are sinners. As the Bible says, there is no one, not even one is righteous, but we are sanctified through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, sanctify us. Sanctify us as we recommit ourselves into your hand in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you and good morning to your life. God bless you and happy new year to you. God bless you. Happy new year to you. Good morning to your life. Good morning to your family. Good morning to everything that has to do with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And this year is the year we're going to recommit ourselves each and every single day, committing our spirit into the hand of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.